Hey there! Sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 126th episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in! Welcome back to Thea's Tea, everybody. Thanks for clicking on this episode. For this tea talk, I am drinking some berry, like black tea that's infused with red berries, basically. It's from the brand Auchan. It's my local supermarket. I love the supermarket so much. They give you 10% cash back if you're a student. And I'm literally this close to paying like all my groceries one day just with my points. So that motivates me and makes me happy. I know it's literally just like a trick to buy your loyalty, but it has worked. I have very rarely been grocery shopping in other stores. So yeah, it's this tea, but I don't usually drink it because I don't like black tea. I thought the berries would overpower the black tea flavor, but that's not the case. You can still feel the bitterness in the back, even if you add sugar. So at first I felt like I was reaching a lot towards it just to finish it quickly, but then I was like, girl, just drink some of the teas you have that you actually like. And then today I remembered this one existed. So yeah, I need to push through it. I can't wait to finish it. But obviously I'm grateful to have it. As for the mug I'm drinking it in, it's a mug from Juan Valdez, which is a local coffee brand in Colombia. People can refer to it as like the Colombian Starbucks, and I think it maybe was invented after Starbucks. But for me, it's like Starbucks is the American Juan Valdez, you know, like Juan Valdez is the OG, you know? So yeah, the mug's from there. It says, Felicidad se escribe con café, which translates to happiness is spelt with coffee. It's a little play on words because the letters in café are all in Felicidad. So yeah, that doesn't work in English, but in Spanish, it's a very cute little pun. And it's a really pretty mug. It's like this beautiful shade of blue purple. I think it's called electric blue. It's one of my favorite colors. And yeah, it's just got little like white specks. I think it wants to imitate like that paint effect, you know, like somebody drizzled their paintbrush on it. So yeah, it's very cute. The font is just adorable. And yeah, I love this mug. However, it's kind of like metallic-y, so it induces heat. It's very hot to touch, but yeah, it's cute nonetheless. Time for the life update. So before I begin, just a quick disclaimer. There will be no new Thea's Tea episodes for the upcoming 3 weeks because for 2 weeks, my family will be visiting me. So I obviously want to spend as much time with them as possible. I'm already going to be making sacrifices in my academic life. So I felt like the best thing would to be just suspend the podcast for those weeks. I wanted to pre-record the episodes this weekend, but that was not possible. I had way too much to study. So yeah, who knows, maybe a miracle will occur and I'll be able to get at least one episode out, but that's highly unlikely, so I'm just informing you from now. Don't be surprised if you see me disappear for a little while, but then I'll be back after the 3 weeks. And so yeah, my family comes for 2 weeks and then I have midterms. It's going to be a hectic period, but I hope I get through it. Now, what has happened in my life recently? Monday, I just had class all day. Mondays are very exhausting. I have class from 8 to 6. So yeah, I was busy all day. Then Tuesday, I had my normal classes as well, pretty uneventful. Wednesday as well, I also had like a long day. Thursday, I finished class early. It was so nice. And it was actually a pretty fun day. I finished class and then I went to do some errands. I needed to mail a letter and pick up some things in the grocery store. And then I came home, you know, I had a lunch. I was on a Zoom call while I was doing so, hearing some information about a contest in school about like this blog that we designed. And, you know, I had my lunch, I studied, and then at 4 p.m. I showered and I washed my hair. It was such a pleasant shower. And then I came out and it was raining. And so I put on my cozy hoodies. And it was just like such a cozy vibe. I was so happy. And then I studied some more and I had a Zoom call again, which is this virtual exchange I'm doing. Basically, in my school, we need to take an English class each semester. But if you're already fluent, you can participate in different kinds of programs. So I signed up for what is called a virtual exchange. So basically, it's weekly sessions with students from a bunch of different partner universities. and it's like discussion groups and stuff like that. So I had that and it was really fun and it left me thinking a couple of things. So first of all, how much I miss like the human aspect of school, you know? I am in a very like scientific career and major, and all of my classes are very scientific, you know, numbers, equations, and just having these 2-hour classes where we talk about different things and where it's not at all related to numbers, it feels so liberating and so fun, and it just like highlights to me that whatever I do in life, I feel like it really needs to have a human element. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this in a second, but I had a very big crisis this week about like what I want to do in my life. But yeah, after that call, I was just feeling like I should probably orient myself towards something a little bit more human, still incorporating science. So maybe like scientific divulgation, you know, trying to communicate like science to non-scientists. I feel like I could like that. Or working in an organization like what has been my dream for a while, working in the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. It's just, I don't exactly know how that would work because I do know that they need like consultants and people who know about space, but I don't know how to get in, you know? So yeah, I really, after that call, I was feeling like, I think that's sort of where I should orient myself towards. And then another thing happened, and it's that after each session, we need to submit like a short writing assignment about what we learned in that class. And it's out of 5. And I was like, this is an easy task, you know, like it's an easy 5. And then I checked my grade of the first session and I had gotten 4 out of 5. This sounds so ridiculous. And then I, you know, checked like the criteria because the teacher made special emphasis on checking the criteria, which I had. And then it said that if you got 4 instead of 5, like the description on getting 5 was that you demonstrated that you clearly understood like different cultures and how that can affect, you know, the way we communicate, our customs and everything like that. And basically, if you got 4, you didn't entirely understand that. And I felt kind of offended because like I consider myself to be like a multicultural person, you know, I grew up all over the world. And I think that should show, you know, I think that should be reflected in like open mindedness. And yeah, you know, I was just really surprised that apparently that wasn't reflected in my writing. And I kind of see why. It's because I said that the stories we had exchanged that day didn't reflect cultural diversity, and it's true because it was like very generic stories that could happen to anyone anywhere, like it wasn't reflective of culture. If anything, it was a reflection of our own individual stereotypes, because when one of the members talked about her marriage, another person automatically assumed it had to be an arranged marriage just because she was from India. So I feel like it reflected more stereotypes than actual cultural diversity, and I explained that in my writing assignment, and so I think that's maybe what drew the point down. But I don't know, it just like really made me question a big part of my identity, because a big part of my identity is feeling like I'm multicultural, like I'm open-minded, and like I understand diversity, but apparently not. So that just really got to me, and I know it's just like one point, like it doesn't matter, but it's what it means that matters, you know? And it's supposed to mean that I don't have an understanding of how different upbringings can influence our characters. So yeah, that just really left me like, ugh. Friday was a chill day. As I said in the last episode, I didn't want to go out this weekend because I was in hibernation mode, studying and preparing everything for when my family camp comes. So Thursday, I didn't go out. That means Friday, I was very present in class. That's honestly such a good feeling on Fridays when you're like fully there because you didn't go out last night, so you're not like tired or anything. So yeah, Friday, I had my classes. And one of the classes that I had on Friday afternoon is this class where we're basically taught to think like critically and develop more of like a scientific spirit and understand how you need to treat information and, you know, like draw conclusions and just, you know, think beyond, you know, like a scientist. And I love that class because it's so enriching, but I also hate it because it makes me feel so stupid and like I'll never be able to be a true scientist that's doing things well, you know? And it makes me feel like everything else that I'm being taught in my other classes is just wrong. So yeah, it's a pretty intense class. And I just left it feeling like, I don't know if I'm, you know, good enough for this. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go into research. Because to go into research, like, you actually need to be good at what you're doing. And I mean, like, I'm doing fine. Like, I'm passing my classes, but I'm not, like, going above and beyond, you know? I'm not, like, gifted. you know? And in research, you need to literally like propose new theories and invent things out of thin air. And I don't think I can do that. And you can already kind of tell who are the students that can do that, because they ask questions that go beyond and they propose solutions and they know how to link information inside their brains. And it's just like, I don't think I can do that. And maybe, of course, I can develop it with time, but it's just like, if they already have that, then it's clear that they are the ones who are going on to be researchers. And then it's like, the other option apparently is to become an engineer. And I never viewed myself as an engineer. For me, engineering and science are two very different lanes. But here you can go from physics to engineering. And maybe that is what I want to do, because another thing I would want to do is work, for instance, at the European Space Agency in research, but not like research driven by myself, you know, like me inventing this and like doing my research at a university, but just like kind of doing what I'm asked. But I don't know if I need to be an engineer for that. And I know this crisis can literally just be solved by me like informing myself, but I just feel so overwhelmed. I feel so overwhelmed. And one of my classes is to literally like make a project where I talk about the different like career fields and career paths I can go down. And I just feel like so overwhelmed and stressed. And it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to pass all my classes. And now you want me thinking like 5 years down the line, like, what is this? And yeah, I don't know then if after my undergrad degree, I should go do a master's, or if I should just go to like engineering school. Like, I don't know. And I'm so stressed about it. It's like so overwhelming. So yeah, that was kind of what was going through my mind on Friday. And then I also had my fitness class. I really did not go all the way. Like, I was so lazy and I was having like big period cramps. So it was just like not a good class, but it's okay. It's okay. At least I went and moved my body and I'm still sore. So maybe it did pay off on some level. On Saturday, I was supposed to go to this huge vintage fair that occurs every 6 months in Bordeaux. I went to the last one and it was so fun, and I was excited to go to this one as well to make it into like a little tradition. And I was going to go with my friends. The problem is that there were huge problems with the public transport here. France is currently going through a lot of alters in the public transport because of protests. So yeah, I couldn't get there, and it was so upsetting because it was like knowing that I wanted to do something and I couldn't accomplish it. And I wasted like literally an hour figuring out like how I could get there, you know, trying to commute and everything. So it was just such a mess. I was so upset after it. Like I was so frustrated. And then I got back home and I studied a bit. And then in the night I went to watch a show. And it was actually really fun because I saw one of my teachers there. He didn't see me, I think, but it was just so random, like running into him. But while I was watching the show, I got a little bit of a crisis again. And I just started thinking about money, you know, like at one point in life, like I won't depend financially on my parents anymore. I'll be making my own living. And I'm so grateful for the comfort like that my parents have been able to give me financially growing up. And I'm so privileged. And then I just started thinking about like the career path that I'm going down in and the country that I'm living in, which is kind of like a socialist, not like super socialist, but you know, they do try to distribute wealth equally and make sure that it's not like super capitalist and like super different. And I'm obviously grateful for that. But I mean, I wonder if building, you know, my career here, I'll be able to get to a point of like financial wealth, because like I want to be able to like, you know, treat myself, you know, and like be like financially comfortable, you know, like not just with the bare minimum. And I know it's like asking for a lot, but I don't know, like that's just started getting into me. And it's like, I don't know if with the job that I'm going to get, I'll be able to make enough to live as comfortably as I grew up in, you know? And it's like, obviously I'm comparing like the salary that I grew up with that my parents had after they had been working for a long time. And like, you can't compare that with an entry level salary, like duh. And you know, like my dad's in an industry that, you know, like works well for him. And yeah, you know, like he receives like a good salary. And it's just like, I started comparing myself to that. And it's like, why didn't I just choose like a good paying job? And then it's like, I don't know, I just started spiraling, like, I don't know why. And, you know, I started thinking about like saving, like living beneath your means, you know, and it stressed me out so much. Because, you know, when you move out at 18, that alters something in your brain chemistry, and your relationship with money like really changes. So yeah, I don't know, it was my heart was beating so fast. It was like, I don't know what overcame me, but I was so stressed and like unhappy for like 30 minutes of watching the show. But that was yesterday. Today I woke up feeling a little bit better. It has been a productive study day. Thank goodness. I'm happy with my progress so far. And I was responding to my best friend Sara back home's messages that she had sent me. And it got to my heart, man. And it was like, we just started crying to each other about like how much we miss each other. And I just feel so upset because obviously there are so many things I sacrificed in Medellin. You know, like my family, you know, the comfort I had and everything. But also like my friendships, you know. And it's just like so sad thinking that I was literally neighbors with my best friend and we would do everything together and we would talk about everything together and it was just so perfect. And now that's not the case at all. Like, it's just so heartbreaking. Like, we had such a good thing going and I sacrificed it, you know. And it's just, I mean, I've talked about this before, but I feel like there is a part of me that will never entirely forgive myself for all the things I left behind. And it's like, I won't drop everything that I've done here just to go back, but I mean, there is a part of me that really misses all the good things I had going there. So yeah, I don't know. We just had like, it was a conversation that really got to me, and just like knowing that I can be completely vulnerable with her in a way that I can't exactly be with the people that I know here. It's just, it got to me, man. It got to me. The tears came. but yeah, I'm grateful that I have a friendship like this in my life, even if it's on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. And I just can't wait to see her again and to return briefly to the life that I had back there. That was my life update. I just had a lot to share, just a lot of trauma dumping, you know, like a lot has been on my mind, and I'm glad that I got to like sort it all out with you guys. What are we going to be talking about in this episode? It's something called Lucky Girl Syndrome. Maybe you've seen it or heard of it if you're on TikTok. If not, let me try to explain it to you. It's basically like a trend that's going around where girls are saying that they are treating themselves and thinking of themselves as lucky girls and how they're just so lucky because everything they want in life, they get, you know, and everything just kind of like comes to them and they receive good things and they are like abundant in good things in their life. And it's just like, wow, like I'm so lucky, like all of these good things are happening to me. So yeah, that's me trying to explain it. I did do research before this episode, like trying to see the TikToks of this. And I also heard two podcast episodes. It's killing me because I don't remember what the first one was. And it's going to like indirectly influence me in this episode. And I can't reference it because I just don't remember. And I looked for it everywhere. But I do know that I also listened to the one of Goes Without Saying, where they talked about it. So I'll link it in the show notes, along with everything else that I mentioned in this episode, if you want to hear like a different take on it. And I think they do take a bit more time to explain what Lucky Girl Syndrome is. So yeah, today I'm just going to be talking about Lucky Girl Syndrome. Let me say like right off the bat, I do not like this philosophy or state of mind. And we're going to unpack that. But yeah, please take everything I say today with a grain of salt, as I always disclaim in my episodes. But I am just thinking of like, from my state of mind and just like my perspective of life, there are many things that are like incompatible with this philosophy. But maybe I don't know the whole story. Maybe it just could be that I don't entirely understand what the point of this is. And that may be reflected in how I talk about it, because you may be like, you clearly don't know what the point is. But yeah, I feel a huge frustration towards this and I just kind of want to spit it out. So yeah, this is just me talking about, you know, why I don't think the lucky girl syndrome is something that will serve you. And I think TikTok is funny because every while, you know, these trends surface and it's kind of like the same thing, but like in a different font. I know a while ago, there was a that girl trend going around and I made an episode on that if you want to listen to it. The difference is that I actually liked the that girl trend, but yeah, it was the that girl and now it's the lucky girl. And I just feel like maybe it comes down to being the same thing, but it were just like different manifestations of the same ideal person. But I don't know, I just find it kind of like funny that TikTok is always just throwing these slightly different things out there. So for this episode, first, I'm going to be talking about my main problem with the lucky girl syndrome, and it's how I feel that it takes away credit from you. Then I'm going to be talking about gratitude, and lastly, just like a note on manifestation and doing things in your life. So let's dive right in. Something I was told in high school that truly changed me, I believe, was the following. So I think we had like a test or something, and somebody asked like the teacher to wish us luck, and the teacher said, who needs, what did she say? Okay, in Spanish she said, el que estudió no necesita suerte, which translates to, those who studied don't need luck. And honestly, that's so true. That's so true. And it's like, she wished us success instead, but she told us that she wasn't going to wish us luck because it doesn't come down to luck. At the end of the day, you're either prepared or you're not, and you can't rely on luck to pass tests or to do whatever it is that you're hoping to do in life. Like, things don't fall from the sky, and it's clear that if you don't study, you're probably not going to do that well. And honestly, I totally agree with that. There have been circumstances, however, in my life where I kind of flake off and I tell myself that I'm just going to rely on luck, you know? When you kind of give up for a test and you're like, okay, I just hope, like, we say in Spanish, que sea lo que Dios quiera, like, let it be what God wants. And that's just like when you've totally given up and you're like, it's out of my hands. And honestly, I mean, that's like so easy to do, but relying on luck is exhausting. You're not doing anything at all. You're not being proactive. And so that just kind of feels, for me, it leaves like this feeling of like inconformity. Like, I'm not doing everything in my power to achieve this thing. Like, I'm kind of just leaving it arbitrarily to the universe. Like, I mean, it's not rocket science. Like, if you work hard at something, you're much more likely to succeed, you know, than just like expecting a miracle to occur. So I feel that when you get into the lucky girl syndrome mentality of like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky, all of these good things have just like magically come to me, it appears as so you're not deserving of the things in your life, you know, like you had no direct reason to get them. Like, they just came to you, but not because you worked hard or not because, you know, they belong to you or anything like that, just because you simply got lucky. You know, like the good things you have in your life were just like a one-time thing, or you got them like on a whim. And my problem with that is that it won't be able to be reproduced, you know? Like, maybe one time you got lucky in one area of your life, but since you were just lucky and it didn't depend on you, then you won't be able to translate that in other areas of your life. Whereas if this good thing happened to you in one area of your life, but you're conscious that it occurred because you worked hard for it and you know what you did and you know the techniques that you employed, then you can translate that to another aspect of your life and therefore bring more success, bring more good things to your life, but because you know what you're doing, you know, you're in control. And I know that control is like an illusion, but I feel like we do have control to a certain extent. There are certain things that we can do that will bring us closer to our goals. And you're just that much more at an advantage if you apply those things than if you just wait for them to fall out of the sky, like lucky girl syndrome is telling you to do. So I just feel like this state of mind is really debilitating and taking away credit from you. Because if you rely truly on luck, then there's nothing in your power that you can do to achieve the things that you want in life. And I just feel like that's ridiculous. And honestly, I'm calling this out because it takes one to know one. And I have been in this position. I felt like undeserving of many things in my life, you know, like of my financial circumstances, you know, my privilege to be able to like have lived in many different countries. And if I take like the lucky girl approach to that, it's like I feel undeserving. And that's not a good feeling to have, you know. I didn't get lucky. Those things were meant for me. I just feel like you need to take ownership and recognize that what you have in your life belongs to you and that you're deserving of these things and that like you worked for them. And since like all of those things have so much more credit in your life, that can impulse you to continue seeking out other things like this because you know how to get them. Now let's talk about gratitude. I understand that a big drawing point of the lucky girl syndrome is the state of mind where you just feel so abundant, like a magnet of good things, and like good things can come into your life. And don't get me wrong, I agree with that state of mind, and I do agree that these good thoughts can get you places. But you don't have to add all the like negative and conformist and genuinely quite lazy aspects that the lucky girl syndrome has in order to have like this abundant state of mind. You know, these people think that they're so lucky because good things come to them all the time. And honestly, objectively, maybe yes, that can be the case. Good things are coming to these people all the time, but not out of thin air. You know, like there's something behind it. There's, you know, hard work or privilege or a tangible reason behind all of these things. It doesn't just come out of thin air. And maybe I'm just saying this because I'm coming from a very like scientific perspective, but I truly do feel that it doesn't take a scientist to know that there's a reason behind everything that happens. Like, that's not super complicated to get. Obviously, in life, there are some things that are difficult to understand, but I just feel like there's always a reason behind the things that come to you, even if you can't see it yourself, even if it takes you time to figure it out. But I just feel like it's important to know that nothing happens just because, you know, there are reasons behind these things. So stop being delusional and brushing it off and overly simplifying things. You know, there's a reason things happen. And you can study your behavior and study your outcomes and try to understand that and potentially put that in your favor to get the results you want in life, you know? This sounds like I'm recruiting you for like a pyramid scheme, or I'm trying to get you on a be your best self train. And maybe I exaggerated my last point a little bit, but my point is that you can learn from your mistakes, basically, and you can learn from the way you do things and use that to your advantage, you know? If you make a mistake, then you can act differently next time. And that can bring you better results. Or if you do something really well, then you can continue doing things like that and get good results, you know? Understanding that will take you much further than just trusting you're a lucky girl. So here's the thing. It's not like I don't consider that I have good things in my life. Like, not at all. I do consider that I have a lot of good things in my life. And some of them were simply handed to me. Yes, like a lucky girl might think. But the difference is that I don't consider myself lucky. I consider myself blessed, and not by God. I don't believe in God, but maybe it is just simply a little one silly word difference, but the connotation behind being blessed and being lucky for me is so different. When you talk about being lucky, it's just, as I said, a one-time thing, like a whim, like, oof, like I got lucky there, you know, like I hope it happens again. Whereas a blessing, I feel like, is more meaningful, like maybe more perpetual, or maybe just like not as circumstantial. I feel like the very meaning behind the word lucky is that it's kind of like extraordinary, you know, like you got lucky this one time. Whereas with a blessing, it's not the case. You know, I consider myself a blessed person every day. I consider myself blessed because of, you know, my financial situation, being able to study science in a first world country, and being able to hold one of those passports. And I consider myself blessed because of the amazing people I have in my life and that's around me, you know, like my apartment. You know, I do consider myself a very blessed person, but I don't think it's luck. And again, this can seem like just a one word difference that's hiding the same thing behind, but I hope I made you understand like the true difference in connotation behind these two words. Because the problem is thinking you're lucky and that's all will lead you to be complacent. Because the way I see it, if you were lucky once or a couple of times in getting like all the things you consider yourself lucky for, then a part of you can think like, oh, I was lucky this time, you know, I can be lucky again. And, you know, since it's luck, I don't have to do anything to get there. It'll just happen, you know, it'll just fall from the sky again. And so it leads you to just be complacent and not do the work and not just like get up and move your butt, you know? So that's the problem I have with this sort of mentality. In my situation where I feel blessed, you know, I understand, you know, I'm grateful for these things that were handed to me, for the privilege I hold, and for the experiences I've been able to live, but I just don't stop at that. I understand that if I want good things to happen to me, that I need to work for them. It's not just a matter of luck. Luck won't be enough to get me where I want to be. And so I also need to work, you know, for the rest. Maybe this is just like a very capitalist, very hustle culture perspective. But I feel like you can even have like a good relationship with work, knowing that you do need to do like at least a minimal amount of work to get to where you want to be, you know? I feel like everybody can agree on the fact that things don't just follow from the sky, even the most anti-hustle culture person out there. So yeah, all of this to say, I feel like you can be grateful without making yourself complacent like lucky girls do. And you're probably thinking to yourself, like, if you think this is true, then why don't you agree with lucky girls? Precisely because of that, because lucky girls think it's just a matter of luck and that's it. You know, they become complacent in their quote unquote luck. A lot of people say that the lucky girl syndrome is really just a different face of the whole manifestation wave. Now, I must say, I never agreed with manifestation in the first place. It's not like I didn't try it. You know, I did try it, and maybe I didn't have my heart in it, and that's why it didn't work. But honestly, I feel like manifestation is kind of ridiculous. The fact is, if you do the work and things happen or you achieve your goals, it's not a question of luck, you know, like you earned it. As I said in the beginning, like you have credit for the work that you did. So like claim it, you know, and I hate it when people just like brush things off, you know, when people are like, oh my gosh, I aced this test, but I didn't even study for it or I didn't study that hard. It's like, yes, you did, you know, like give yourself credit for it, you know, like be honest with yourself about how much work you're putting into things and the results that come out of that. Okay, and frankly, I honestly have like no right to criticize. Maybe this is a philosophy that serves. I mean, I can't even call it a philosophy. Like it's, there's not that much to it. But yeah, maybe this like ideology really serves some people and maybe they like embody it in a very different way to what I'm describing and that's why it works for them. But I just feel like if it's something that, you know, like gets you through, like you go, you know, like don't listen to me trying to put you down. But I just think that from my lens and my perception of the world, like, this is useless, you know? So yeah, that's one thing. But I, at the same time, I feel like positive thoughts can't hurt anyone, you know? Like, thinking you're worthy of good things, like, that can't hurt everyone. Sorry, that can't hurt anyone. But I feel like there needs to be something that goes with that in order for it to be effective. That's why I've always had this inconformity with manifestation. I feel like if you get in the mindset of I'm attracting good things and that leads you to do the things you need to do in order to achieve those goals, and so you're able to do them and inevitably they bring results and get you to your goal, that doesn't mean you achieved your goal because of manifestation. You achieved your goal because of the concrete actions that you did and the hard work, you know, those things that are undeniable. You didn't achieve your goals because you had a positive mindset. You achieved your goals because you actually did the work. Let that be clear. So I guess maybe this is just a hit towards manifestation, but I feel like, you know, it's applicable to the lucky girl syndrome as well. I just hate the idea that things will come to you without you working for them. You know, I feel like even if you do have a good state of mind that impulses you to do the right things, at the end of the day, what got you there were the actions, you know, like this person that's hiring you has no idea what's going on inside your head. They know what your resume says, you know, like those direct reflections. So your concrete actions get you what you want, not what's happening inside your head. Because even if you wish and think all of these beautiful thoughts and quote unquote attract this good energy in your life, but don't do important things, you're not gonna get anywhere. That's just what I want to say with this. Like, I feel like the lucky girl syndrome is based on nothing. That about sums it up. I'm sorry if my tone seemed a little bit aggressive. And I'm sorry if this episode was just bad vibes because it was me complaining. But I hope that this was maybe the kick in the butt you needed to get motivated and realize that your actions have power and that you just need to do the thing, you know? So yeah, I realized through what I was saying that there was a heavy influence of the Perfectionism Project, which is a podcast about perfectionism and just learning how to be able to achieve your goals within a perfectionistic mindset. And so yeah, I'm going to link it in the show notes because it's not a direct episode. It's just kind of like the philosophy in general that really characterizes what I tell you about, you know, getting in the right mindset, but having that impulse you to do the right things. To sum up today's episode, I know these conclusions I can do are sometimes kind of annoying, but honestly, I love them. And I love it like when in class teachers sum up what you learned that day, or in conferences, they tell you at the beginning what you're going to do, and then at the end, they recap. Like, I feel like it's so important for your academic process, and I know this isn't like academic, but like, yeah, you know, whatever you're exposing yourself to, I feel like a formal recap is important. So what we talked about today was the lucky girl syndrome. At first, I explained a bit what it was and just a general idea on the trends TikTok impulses. First, I talked about how it takes away credit because you feel undeserving of things and things just randomly come to you without any way of you influencing that, when in reality there is, to a certain extent, things you can do to influence what comes to you. Then I talked about gratitude and how you can still be a perfectly grateful person without being in this complacent mindset of the lucky girl. Everybody needs gratitude. It serves everybody, but it doesn't have to be limiting and make you be like a complacent person. You can be grateful and parallel and in parallel still be working to achieve your goals and better yourself. And lastly, we talked about manifestation and how manifestation alone won't take you anywhere. It's great to be in that good mind space and think that anything is possible. But what really makes a difference is you getting up and doing the things you need to do to achieve those goals. You know, simply wishing upon a star won't do anything. You need to actually take the steps. For this week's recommendation, I want to talk about You. There's so much I have to say about this show. I honestly just want to do like an episode down the line where I talk about TV shows. But the fourth season, the second part of the fourth season just came out, and I must say it has been blowing me away. I didn't have high hopes for this at all, but oh my goodness, things have taken such an unexpected turn, and I'm literally on the edge of my seat as I watch all the episodes. I am so in awe. I must admit that sometimes the show gets hard to watch, and you know, it can be like graphic or just like bad vibes or just dark and scary. And honestly, that can be reflected in my mood, you know, the days where I watch the show. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it's such a good story. It's such a good plot. Maybe it's just because I'm dumb and I'm not able to, I need to stop treating myself like that. but maybe like I'm not able to foresee things that others could consider predictable. But yeah, it's just constantly surprising me, and I'm very invested in it. So yeah, it's so good when you have like an interesting show in your life, because I mean, I don't usually let myself be consumed by TV shows. I only watch them while I eat, but it's just like so nice knowing that I look forward to that time of the day where I'm gonna have my meal and watch this show that is so interesting and that I've been thinking about since the last meal, and just like trying to figure out what's gonna happen next. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at TheSTPodcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, thestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with the guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time, and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in, have a beautiful week, and a wonderful existence.